Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show, 622. All right, let's get to it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, your coolers, your to-go bag, whatever. If you need something stocked up with delicious Bud products, well, Bud Distributing, they got you covered, especially around the holidays, man. A lot of great holiday-themed drinks that will make that Christmas party, your family get-together, just a little bit more cheery and bright, if you know what I mean. All right, let's take a look at NFL. Tonight, the Chiefs taking on the Chargers in Los Angeles at 8:20 Thursday Night Football. I'll be watching that on Prime because it probably won't come in on my TV because my antenna sucks. Damn antenna. I got ripped off on the antenna that I bought, and I'm very upset about it. That's a story for another day. I won't worry about it right now. NBA action last night. The Bucks beat the Pacers 114-99. They were able to get that win with out two of their top players. The Bucks leaned on Drew Holiday and had a 21-0 fourth quarter run to beat the Pacers 114-99. Holiday had 26 points, 14 assists for Milwaukee, which was tied before opening the fourth quarter on a 25-5 run. So congratulations to the Bucks winning that one right there. Sorry, Pistons fans. Pistons are back tonight in action as they tip off against the Pacers on the road. Detroit has been scheduled to play Chicago on Tuesday, but the game was postponed due to COVID-19 issues within the Bulls organization. The Pistons are 4-22 and looking to snap a 12-game losing streak. Yee! Come on now. Last night, hockey action. The Blackhawks beat up on the Capitals 5-4 in overtime. Tonight, Red Wings taking on the Hurricanes in Carolina at 7 p.m. How about this? Football action from college, NCAA. 23 players committed to play football at Michigan during yesterday's first day of the early signing. The Wolverines added six players ranked first in their states, including defensive back Will Johnson from Grosse Pointe South High School. 10 of the early signees will play in postseason all-star games as well. Kind of get their feet wet, if you will. So, all right, that's pretty much it. It's kind of a slow night. We're going to see what happens in some Monday Night Football, but otherwise, that's going to do it for your sports. Brought to you by Bud Distributing. We'll be back.
Rock one.
Yeah, dude. Good morning. 7:24. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock flying a solo. Hunter is still out sick, so the show must go on. Let's get to it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you have friends over for the holiday season, or you're just by yourself because you don't like to share, it's all right. You're stocked up thanks to Bud Distributing. Football action tonight in the NFL. The Chiefs taking on the Chargers in Los Angeles. 8:20 p.m. for that game right there. NBA action. Last night, the Bucks were able to win on Wednesday without two of their top players. The Bucks leaned on Drew Holiday and had a 21-0 fourth quarter run to beat the Pacers 114-99. Holiday had 26 points and 14 assists for Milwaukee, which was tied before opening the fourth quarter on a 25-5 run. So definitely came back, put the Pacers on the ropes, man. Milwaukee getting that win. Tonight, the Pistons taking on the Pacers at 7 p.m., and the Bulls and the Raptors have postponed once again, mostly because, well, not mostly, because Chicago has been just overrun with COVID-19 issues in the Bulls organization. The Pistons were supposed to play them last night, but again, got postponed to that. The Pistons are 4-22 and looking to snap a 12-game losing streak. That is going on right now. NHL action. Last night, the Blackhawks beat the Capitals 5-4 in overtime. Tonight, the Red Wings taking on the Hurricanes in Carolina at 7 p.m. Football action in the NCAA. Michigan has signed 23 players. That's right, 23 players committed to play football at Michigan during yesterday's first day of early signings. The Wolverines added six players ranked first in their states, including defensive back Will Johnson from Grosse Pointe South High School. 10 of the early signees will play in postseason all-star games, kind of get their feet wet in the pro world. That's exciting, though. That's a nice big signing. 23 kids coming in. We'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens. All right, that's really all I got. There's not a whole lot. There's a lot of COVID news because that's pretty much running rampant in all sports, football, basketball, you name it. basically having COVID issues, and that just bumps me out. So who knows what's going to happen, especially with the football season. I swear to God, if anything happens with the football season, I'm going to be very, very upset. Obviously, I don't want to make light of the situation with COVID, but come on, guys. Lock it down. Anyway, that is your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud, we'll be back.